Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?" I became a Christian in the first year of college, and then I graduated 3 years later. I thought I had a measure of maturity then, since I had gone to 2 to 3 Bible studies each week, some of which I had led. I had a morning prayer time based on the Lord's Prayer. I read a devotional each morning. I had read through the Bible 6 times. I had witnessed to many people in college, etc., etc. But my heart was deceitful in many ways, as this verse says. The main way was that I thought I cared about people and loved them, but I really didn't. I pushed myself to love people, but I didn't really love people. I also thought I trusted God, but in truth, I had an agreement with God that I would do certain things for Him, the right things, and then He would work through me to change the world. He didn't have that agreement. I also planned to become a veterinarian and go to a poor country to serve as a missionary. I later learned that based on my character, 2 fields that I would not be very good at are being a veterinarian and being a missionary. When we look at ourselves, we have thousands of different thoughts in the background that change our perspective. God does not have these clouded thoughts. He thinks clearly. We may think we had to take a certain action because of the circumstances, but God knows it was only our selfishness. We decide issues based on something that happened 2 hours ago or 2 days ago or 20 years ago. God sees the whole eternity at once. Do you look at other people and say that you couldn't do the sin that they did? What about if you were struggling to survive? Would you give your baby away to someone you didn't know? I heard of a woman in India that left her children on a train because she knew at the final destination of the train that they would find someone to take care of them. Would you ever do this, given unfortunate circumstances? What if you were starving for 10 years? How would that change your perspective? When you go to church, would you say, "I'm glad I'm not like that woman. I fast twice a week, and I give 1/10 to the church"? I've found that in every situation, it's better to say, "Have mercy on me, a sinner," even when I think I'm righteous. That's true. About 2 years ago, I read a verse from Proverbs that there's 11 verses in a row that say how bad a fool is. That's the worst thing to be in Proverbs. And then the 12th verse says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him." And when we say, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive others," do we say, "Yeah, I really forgave that person"? Do we know that we really forgave that person? Let us pray. Father, we are sinful through and through. We have many experiences, but you don't just experience things. You know all things. You know our hearts. You know their hearts much better than we do. That we are sinners saved by grace. We are still sinners even when God, when you work through us. And we are still sinners when we see fruit from people knowing you better and fruit of the Spirit and love, joy, peace. We are still sinners in that, Lord, and we pray for your forgiveness. We pray that we would know the sins that you are dealing with and that we would pay attention to that, pay attention to how you want us to change and how you are dealing with our sin and how you are leading us. Lord, guide us in our service today to lay down our lives, our preconceived notions, and to worship you freely. Lay down our fear of other people and what they think of us. Amen.